Hey guys, it's Leah the Life Coach. I'm just coming on because I don't know if you can hear the raindrops, but it's raining and it's raining pretty good here in California today. And it was a nice sunny day and the rain just kind of came out of nowhere. So when I came outside and it was raining this hard, I love the rain. Every time that it rains, I'll put on a big jacket and hoodie and my boots and get an umbrella. Actually, I don't get an umbrella. I do the hoodie and just kind of, you know, feel the rain under my protective jacket and my layers and things like that. I kind of love that. I love when the rain hits my face and a little bit on my hand and just being able to be in the element of the environment. And just take it in really is like something that I really do enjoy doing. So today when I went out in the rain, this is the first rain we've had since summer. So I wasn't dressed for the rain. I wasn't like going for my normal stroll that I usually do when I get up and go out in the rain. So I was wearing, you know, like some just slip-on heels with no socks and some jeans and a bodysuit tank top and like a blazer jacket. So I step out of the house. It's raining all hard. I get the umbrella. It's by the door. So I grab the umbrella, which I usually don't do because I usually just have a hoodie. But since I don't have a hoodie or anything, I decided to take the umbrella. And I go out. And the experience as I'm walking in the rain that I've been in so many times is just so different than any other time. I felt it was such a cleansing. It was so refreshing. And since I had like water sprinkling on my ankles and on my hand and, you know, just, you know, with my chest out, not dressed appropriately for the rain, the rain affected me differently than when I was all secure and bundled up, which I usually do. So it just felt different. It felt energizing. It felt necessary. Just feeling the drops on my body and the cold weather just affecting my body and just my mental state and just my well-being. I just knew it felt really good. Now, what I want to share with you about this story is that I want people to open up to new experiences in different ways, you know? Experience something in a different way, a different version of your normal day-to-day. Because with it comes different feelings, different just different conclusion, different results, different feelings. And they're feelings that are presented in your natural organic environment. So it is organic and natural for you to experience these. Now, I'm not trying to say like go out into the rain, you know, not dressed appropriately all the time. I'm just saying be open to it. Because although mine was an accident, what I got from that accident is indescribable and unexpected and unfathomable. I didn't even like let it come into my psyche that I would have such a different experience that would be quite enjoyable and quite calibrated to the moment in time of renewal and rebirth and cleansing and just something that I do enjoy and that I do have a great pure love for coming in and washing away any kind of negative feelings that I had and just being anew and just really being something that I got to experience that I haven't experienced in a while and in a different way. So what I'm saying is my normal habit, my normal routine, which I think is the absolute best for me, and that's how I like to do it, and that's where I get all of my joy. Hold for play. All of my joy and fulfillment from of the rain. Like, I feel like I perfected how I like to be in the rain. But I was open to a different feel, a different vibe from the rain. Just feeling the purity of it and having it touch me and affect me the way that the environment called for. So it affected me in a different way than usual. I'm so very happy. I was surprised by this weather, and I'm so elated that I got to experience a different version of being in the rain than what I perceived to be my ideal version, and being opened up to the fact that even though I can have something down to just exactly how I'd like it to go, and it feels so right to me, and something that I created, and then I just kind of stick with it because I created and enjoyed it, you know, at an ultimate level of one time in my life, I want to open myself up to elevating and growing and changing and allowing other optimal and ideal versions of what I do to come to fruition and to be open to experiencing these things and allowing mine to be added to be altered, to be changed, to be transformed, to be elevated, to grow it, to be cultivated, calibrated by something so organic and so natural and so pure as the environment around me, like weather, was very, very pleasantly surprising. So I wanted to share my experience with you guys to open you guys up to allowing change, allowing something to surprise you, allowing the world to present you with something you didn't even know you wanted. So I'm so thankful for this moment. I'm so thankful for the clarity. I'm thankful to have the platform to share it with you guys and walk in the rain. So now I did put on boots. So I don't want to catch cold. I have a lot of responsibility. I have people that depend on me. So I did put on some boots so my ankles stopped getting wet. I did keep on the same outfit. I have an umbrella and I'm enjoying it. It led me to this moment, which I'm not sure I would have anything quite like this to share with you guys if I did not allow the universe to surprise me as it did. So for everybody that has just life all figured out and all on a calendar and written out and all your tools and resources and things, I'm not telling you to throw that away. I'm not telling you that that's not great and honorable and, you know, if it works for you, that's what you should do or should not do. I'm just telling you to be open to the possibilities of the universe presenting you with something more calibrated and more in tune and cultivated for your individual spirit and needs at this moment and this time, and not the last time you recall making this an experience like this enjoyable, you know? So don't be so quick to choose the same thing over and over again, or to stay in your comfort zone, or to be fearful, to be unprepared. You know, sometimes just natural, organic bliss is one of the greatest things that you could ever experience. So I wanted to share my thoughts on that and open you guys up to natural, organic bliss that is all around you if you allow it to be attracted to who you truly are, and really get clarity on who you are and how you operate, and just do you. And let the world unfold all of its beautiful gifts for you. You have an internal GPS that attracts everything that you need. And it comes into your environment and your surroundings. And it's up to you whether or not you explore it, how you explore it, how you perceive the experience, and how you put it into your foundation and utilize it for your tomorrows. So make sure you're making the choices and the choices aren't making you. And you just kind of experience things and let it unfold for you. You never know where it's going to lead you. So I hope you guys have a most amazing night. And I hope you check back with me. I'm really enjoying being able to just, you know, kind of talk on here to get it started and just kind of get regular on being able to check in on audio level on this platform, Anchor. I believe it to be a great tool that could really help a brand or entrepreneur or business, small business, or anyone that has anything to say, get their message out. So I thank you so very much for following me on this journey as I figure out how I want to utilize the platform and present myself. And thank you so much for rocking with me. Have the most amazing night ever, guys. Bye.